Okay, today we're continuing in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So the Gemara is going to talk about asking Nachri to do Malacha for you on Shabbos, so we're discussing Amir Lakum. The Mishnah is talking about that in Mishnah Ches. Beishamei Omrim, Einos and Oros La'abdon. You're not allowed to give, prior to Shabbos, you're not allowed to give Oros, hides of an animal, to someone who is a non-Jew to tan the hides of the animal, because tanning is a Malacha Da'oraisar, to be Ma'abe, the or of an animal. In fact, we even have dinim derabanan, many dinim derabanan associated with that melacha d'oraisa. It could be that the issue of salting vegetables, which is an issue the Gemara talks about, you're not allowed to salt radishes on Shabbos. It could be that that's considered ibud ba'ochlin midrabanan. There is a machlokas in the Gemara whether you have ibud ba'ochlin. There's such a thing as being ma'abid ochlin, being ma'abid food on a d'oraisa level. We paskin that there's not, but it could be that there's such an issur d'rabbanan. So anyway, there's an issur d'oraisa of tanning. So you're not allowed to give on Erev Shabbos your, according to Beis Shammai, your animal hides to a tanner so that he could tan them on Shabbos. V'lo kelim l'koveis ovid chavim. Or your clothing to a cleaner, to someone who's gonna launder the clothing, because that's malabin. That's gonna be why he's gonna do the malach of malabin for you. Unless you give him enough time to do the malach before Shabbos starts, because if you don't give him enough time to do the malach before Shabbos starts, and then you know he's gonna be doing it on Shabbos, so then it looks like you asked him to do that work for you on Shabbos when there's enough time. So then it's his own choice. Then it's a daita denav shehu David. He's doing it. He decided on his own that he wanted that it's more convenient for him to do it on Shabbos. So you want to drop your car off at the mechanic. So if you drop it off like a second before Shabbos and you say, I'm going to pick it up right after Shabbos is over, that's a problem. But if you drop it off on Friday morning, and in Achinami, the mechanic is going to be more available to work on it on Saturday than he will be on Friday. But that's his choice. So then it would not be a problem. In all of these cases that we've had in Mishnah Vav, in Mishnah Zayin, in Mishnah Ches, Basil says you're allowed to do it when it's still daytime on Friday, meaning Basil allows the person to do these things on Friday, even though the malacha is going to be done by the kli on Shabbos. That was in back in Mishnah Hay. And then what do we have in Mishnah Vav about the Ulin Shal Pishtal Natochatanor in order for it to dry out, and the Mishnah Zayin about selling things to a Nachri on Erev Shabbos. So anyway, so all these things Beisil is Matir im Hashemesh, as Ba'ud Shacham Al Aretz Kodim Shetishka, the Bar Tanura says. Now Mishnah Tes. So Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel pointed out, No Gin Hayu Beis Abba, that in my father's household they had a minug that they would give white clothing to the dry cleaners 3 days before Shabbos, so that the cleaners would finish doing the whole laundry by Shabbos. Meaning, even though we pass like Beis Hillel that you're allowed to give clothing to Nachri right up until Shabbos, Ram Gamliel's family used to be extra machmir, like the Shita of the Beis Shammai. So they would be careful to give it a few days in advance, and white clothes take a few days, not a few hours. That's why they gave it 3 days in advance. So the Mishnah tells us that there are certain cases where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel actually agree with each other. V'shavin elu ve'elu, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, shatonim koros beis habad v'igul le'agas, that you're allowed to put the beams of the olive press on olives and the things of the wine press on the grapes right before Shabbos, even though they'll continue to press the oil and continue to produce the juice from the fruits on Shabbos itself. Because putting the beams on those fruits in order to press them down, in order to apply pressure, is only an Isser Midrabanan. So even though Beis Shammai Beis Shammai requires Shvisas Kelim, he doesn't allow your Kelim to do Malacha on Shabbos, that's only when the Kelim are doing a Malacha Da'oraisa. Over here, it's only a Malacha Derabanan, meaning if you squeeze juice from olives or grapes on Shabbos, that is a Malacha Da'oraisa of Mefarik. So you might have thought that according to Beis Shammai, that allowing your Kelim to do that Malacha on Shabbos would be usher as well. So the Mishnah is telling us that Beis Shammai agrees that you could lower the beams before Shabbos because the pressing olives and grapes involves two things. You have to grind them in a mill in order to soften them, and then once you put the heavy beams down to extract the oil from them. And the same thing with grapes. You trample them with your feet, and then you would put the beams down. So once you've already ground the olives or trampled the grapes, the juice will come out on its own. And therefore, then pressing the beam is only going to be a malacha d'rabbanan. So although it is true that juicing a fruit that's not normally juiced would only be a malacha d'rabbanan, but to juice olives and grapes is a malacha d'oraisa. Over here, since you've already done the primary element of the juicing prior to pressing the beams down on them, pressing the beams down on them is only going to be a malacha d'rabbanan. So Beis Shammai would hold that even though I hold you're not allowed to do shvisas kelim, but your kelim are allowed to do malachas d'rabbanan for you on Shabbos. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches we said that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree whether you're allowed to give hides to a tanner or clothing to a launderer right before Shabbos, or do you have to give it far enough in advance that they could theoretically do it before Shabbos begins. Beis Shammai is machmir. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that Rav Shmuel Gamliel's household was noheg like the Beis Shammai to give white clothing to the launderer well in advance of Shabbos, and that everyone agrees that when it comes to pressing the beams down on the olives or the grapes, that you're allowed to do that before Shabbos, since it's only a malacha d'rabbanan. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.